Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
By the way, just welcome back to the morning show with John Hugh. I know we were talking about Todd Gurley, and you mentioned, and rightfully so, hey, if you really want to back from Georgia, maybe you draft DeAndre Swift. Now, that's not going to be in the Falcons' purview, obviously. Not going to take a running back number one. But if they really, really, really wanted a Georgia running back, invite Brian Herrien to camp. How about that? He's probably going to go undrafted. Invite Brian Herrien. If that's really your thing, invite Brian Herrien to your... And who knows, maybe you get really lucky and you find... You want to talk about, you know, Brian Herrien finally getting a crack to do something? Maybe he does. Who knows? Hayden Hurst. A couple of guys in town now in Dante Fowler Jr., Hayden Hurst. The other day we were talking about Jim Nagy. When Jim Nagy, the director of the Senior Bowl and one of the great NFL scouts, said what he said in regards to Hayden Hurst, Hugh, as a fan, did that, I don't know, not just calm your nerves in regards to trying to replace Austin Hooper, but actually give you hope that the position could be equal to or even better?
I mean, he's a good player. First-round draft pick, that says a lot. First-round draft pick that didn't get to play a whole lot because of injury, that says a lot. So there's something to that. Still got to get the continuity, you know, work with Matt, gel with Matt, you know, get better. But, yeah, I mean, as far as, you know, talking about that I feel better, I mean, you feel the need. You feel the need with a pretty good player, yes.
And he's a little bit older. I think he's 20, I want to say, maybe you could look at 26, maybe even 27. And he's an older, and he's a third-year guy. Why? Because he went and played baseball. He played minor league baseball for a couple of years, I believe, 26, in the Pirates organization. And now is decided to, you know, and came back in and went into the draft and former tight end at South Carolina and has actually made his name in football, not baseball. Hayden Hurst's first appearance on Atlanta radio was with Dukes and Bell last night. And so this will get you fired up. This guy, he's one of those guys that get you fired up. Here's Hayden Hurst with Dukes and Bell. The interview begins with a question about how happy you were in Baltimore and how you were used in Baltimore.
Yeah, I think unfortunately for me, my rookie season, I had the stress fracture, and it kind of set me back a little bit. But, you know, taking nothing away from Mark, he's an incredible player, and he's just done incredible things there for 2 years now. He's a Pro Bowl talent, probably going to be an All-Pro next year. It wouldn't surprise me. I think, you know, when they had a good thing going, they didn't want to change things up, and, you know, I kind of had to scratch and claw my way for what I got. But I think with the opportunities they gave me, I was able to capitalize. You know, you can see the Buffalo run, you know, when I ran like 21 miles an hour or something like that. And the Tennessee game, I think I went up over top of some guy and caught it. So, you know, with the opportunities they threw at me, I think I thrived. And hopefully I get a lot more of those in Atlanta. That's the goal. And I get to showcase my talent and just help these guys do whatever I can to win, you know.
He was all SEC as a tight end for the Gamecocks. Hayden Hurst with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Before we pivot to your new role with the Falcons, everybody talked about how cool it was when Lamar Jackson got it going. What was that vibe like? Something like it was just a real infectious enthusiasm as that team turned it around.
Man, everybody that asked me about Lamar, I tell them, I mean, obviously what he does on the field is remarkable, and he's a once-in-a-generation talent, but he's just a better guy off the field, and it's just incredible to be around him. His personality is infectious, like you said, and he just treats it so lighthearted, just like a game. And I think everyone around him is able to kind of rally around. And just, that was the vibe in the locker room the entire year. We just stayed loose and, you know, went out on Sundays and kind of dominated. And for a while there, it was pretty fun.
Hayden, you were drafted, man. You could have been in MLB.
Tell us about that and why you made the decision to go football instead of baseball.
Right. Yeah, I actually, at Bowles, I only played 1 year of high school football because I was an All-American in baseball, you know, played in the Under Armour All-American game, got drafted in 2012 by the Pittsburgh Pirates and was in their minor league system for about 3 years. But ended up developing what's called the yips, where I couldn't even really throw on a foul line like little kids do. Wasn't able to really throw in games and kind of battled through that for about 3 years. It was pretty tough, and then made the decision in 2015 to walk on at South Carolina for Coach Furrier, and then played there for his last season, was my freshman year, and then Coach Muschamp kind of came over and took over at South Carolina, and I was able to kind of flourish under his guidance.
Hayden Hurst, our guest. So I want to talk about the yips and then you expressing yourself with the mental health aspects of things, because we've right. seen things that you were, you've talked about this and how important it is for professional athletes or athletes of any sort to deal with these things. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. You know, I was going through that. I was, you know, 18 years old on my own and had never really experienced failure or anything like that. So I didn't really understand fully what was happening to me, and it really affected me off the field. You know, I was pretty depressed for a while. You know, I locked myself in my dorm room and wouldn't want to be around people just because I didn't want to have to explain that embarrassment of what was going on just because I didn't fully understand it. And, you know, I dealt with that for 3 years, you know, drinking and unfortunately led to some bad decisions, but, you know, I'm better for it now. You know, I've 4.5 years without a drink or anything. I've totally left that lifestyle behind me. And, sober Hayden is a lot better than, drinking Hayden. I will say that I've done incredible things in South Carolina. I'm sure my family would even tell you that too, but
right.
Yeah, it's just, I was able to turn my life around and got a second chance at this whole thing. And, I don't take a day for granted. That's for sure.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that, because obviously that's very personal and it's very nice of you to open up and tell the folks about it. As Hayden Hurst joins us here, guys, our newest Falcon. All right, Hayden, what do you know about the Falcons? Obviously we just said you had success in Baltimore there, but what do you know about what we got over here?
Oh man. Through this whole process, I was kind of texting my agent and letting him know, man, if we can make Atlanta happen, I mean, what a situation that is with that offense. I can drop the stats for you. I mean, I went through everything, you know, threw the ball 616 times last year. Hooper got targeted 100 times, 75 catches for about 780 yards. Man, I was on top of it. And just to even have Mr. Dimitroff consider me to fill that role, I mean, it's just a huge and humbling, you know, thing for me, and I hope I can come in and just showcase my talent, and yeah, I'm just totally excited to be a part of that offense.
Think about it, Falcon fans. This dude is breaking down numbers at the house, and how he fits
absolutely.
In. But you know what, Hayden, 100 targets, and I've been saying this, and I'm not saying this to blow your head up. I really believe, and I've talked to some people around the league about your talent, that you're going to be able to come in here and give us as much production, and in some cases, I think more than what we got from Hoop. No disrespect. Hoop's been great for us. But I also know, you know, that you're a little bit bigger at 6'5". We talked about that. And I think, you know, you run a little bit faster. So, I mean, there are some upsides as far as some things from a skill set position or a skill set angle of this that we go Hayden Hurst and Hoop, what we're losing and what we're gaining.
Right. You know, Hoop's an incredible player. You know, he was able to set all sorts of personal best last year in an incredible season. And, you know, I think I do a lot of things well, and hopefully I can pick up where he left off. You know, obviously big shoes to fill, but I think my skill set's pretty unique in the league, and hopefully obviously cause some mismatch problems, and hopefully help Matt out a little bit in that offense. And like I said, whatever I can do to help, you know, the Atlanta Falcons win games, you know, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to play at 100 miles an hour. That's the only way I know how.
Right. Well, we talked about, you know, the physical nature of it. I mean, we've talked about, you know, Matt Ryan, a guy that can get you the rock. He's had Tony Gonzalez. He's had another Pro Bowler we talked about with Hoop. And now you get a chance to show your skill set. What do you know about Julio Jones other than maybe playing him on a video game?
Julio!
Oh, man. Just, I've heard incredible things about him. He's a great guy. Obviously, what he does on the field is just spectacular. And I think it's like a Lamar thing, you know. You see it on TV, but once you see it in person, I think it's a totally different beast. So I'm excited to see him do his thing.
It would be, I would imagine, though, from what we're doing at Baltimore to what we're doing with Dirk Cutter and Matt Ryan. I mean, we're going to ask you to do some run blocking, but we do go, like, throw the football down the field vertically. And I think that could be a part of your game. You've shown you can do that.
Right, yeah. I think that's one of the things that I do really well. I'm able to extend the field vertically just because, you know, I don't think linebackers can keep up with me. And then I put stress on safeties just because of my size, but then again, you know, as far as the run game, I think that's the one good thing I learned in Baltimore, kind of that smash mouth football mentality that I'll bring with me as well. like I said, it's a great fit, and I can't wait to get in there and, you know, put the pads on and get things going and show what I can do.
That was Hayden Hurst, new tight end for the Atlanta Falcons. And interesting in that interview that he did open up about having an issue with drinking and how he overcame that and is now going to be a productive member of the Atlanta Falcons. And this guy's, he's a big, strong guy, Hugh. And Nagy said not only does he have great hands, but he is a great blocker.
Yeah, and I like the fact that he was very transparent about what he went through in life. You know, like they always, like sometimes, you know, you had an older cat say, you know, you never trust anybody who hasn't been through anything. And it's obvious that he's been through something. Forget you, Abe. It's an old wives' tale. But it's obvious he's been through something, and he's a better person for it. And it sounds like he's excited and ready to play. I like the fact that he looked at the stats, and he knew that there were going to be some opportunities there for him to shine. So I'm expecting nothing less than potential Pro Bowl recognition for my man Hayden Hurst here in Atlanta. I know it's a big, lofty expectation, but you know what? You got to set your dream. You got to set the bar high.
And he's in an offense, Hugh, where he's going to be
the number. He's going to be able to get the ball. I mean, they're throwing the ball a lot. That's the one thing he said. We throw the ball a lot. He's going to get an opportunity to catch it.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to end the red zone. And, you know, we started to solve a little bit of the red zone last year, a little bit of some of our issues in the red zone by getting a back who could finally get it into the end zone on third down and one. And we all have a lot of hope that Quadri Olsen's going to kind of be that guy going forward. And when you need that third down and goal, he's going to be able to get it into the end zone for six. And now maybe you get a tight end. And that's not taking anything away, by the way, of Austin Hooper. I'm not saying that.
I'm just look at it like, listen, Austin Hooper. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off, John.
No, I was going to say, I always viewed Hooper as kind of an athletic down-the-field tight end and not necessarily a possession.
Austin Hooper is, he's a made man. And what I mean by that is he worked hard to put himself in position to get better.
Agreed.
He did that. And he got rewarded for that. He got paid, and he was a Pro Bowler, he got paid. Hayden Hurst probably has a better skill set, more athletic, you know, first-round draft pick. Got hurt, like I said. Didn't get it. Had some personal stuff that he was dealing with. Now he's refocused. I expect great things from him. I really do.
You know, you had all those big trades back when free agency started at the beginning of the week. The DeAndre Hopkins trade, for example, that caught everybody by surprise and flat-footed. All the way through some of those big signings with all the quarterbacks that were changing, and you were okay. And then the league year started Wednesday. And now we sit here at the end of the week. You go, okay, can we all take a breath? The answer is no, we can't, because. Listen, when we get back in a moment, I'm going to give you the list of names of free agents that have not signed anywhere yet. Not only have we not gone through free agency, I don't know that we've even gotten to the big stuff besides Brady yet. That's next. And you can stream us 24/7 at radio.com. Right now, though, is CBS Sports Minute.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If sports news breaks, get all the info here first. Our exclusive team of sports insiders gets you the facts before anyone else. If breaking news matters to Atlanta, get our exclusive coverage here first. Breaking news on the game is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we have breaking news here going on at the moment with Todd Gurley and the Atlanta Falcons. Apparently, we now have Todd Gurley signing agreeing to a one-year deal. Is that what we understand, Tanitra?
Yes, that's correct. And kind of similar, John and Hugh, to what we've seen from the Falcons throughout, we'll call it the pre-free agency period and obviously into free agency, where they don't necessarily make the announcement as the Atlanta Falcons until everything's official, but ultimately they'll go onto their Twitter feed and typically tweet something out as a report. So to your point, on both their Twitter feed as well as on AtlantaFalcons.com, they're reporting Falcons to sign Todd Gurley. So we're really going to read this as the reported by Will McFadden of the Atlanta Falcons. Todd Gurley, according to Jordan Schultz of ESPN, is signing with the Atlanta Falcons. Gurley, of course, is 25, a three-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, who was named the AP Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2015, Offensive Player of the Year in 2017, when he gained 2,093 yards from scrimmage, obviously his best year in the league with 19 touchdowns. So, yes, it appears that when we look at the running core, that GM Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn talked about a couple months ago, saying that they were comfortable and confident that they had
they
a good running core group of running backs, if you will. Obviously, the lead in that would have been Devontae Freeman, who was released a couple days ago. And now they have potentially decided for to have the perennial Pro Bowler come into Atlanta Falcons and return.
And I know you're going to be following all the news and all the reactions.
Absolutely.
So just so that we clear, he signed with the Falcons, or is it? Because it was two stories. Right. I read one that said he was signed.
So we still
pending.
Yeah. We want to report it as the Falcons are reporting it per AtlantaFalcons.com. So theirs is, and I quote, Falcons to sign running back Todd Gurley.
Is that
and,
pending the physical? Just to be just trying to be clear, because I read one that said the physical had to.
And what we've seen on a consistent basis, not just with the Falcons, but obviously around the league, is when they say to sign, that is pending the physical. And that's what that those are the reports. And there are only a few reports out there. This is very, very new. This is only broken like eight minutes ago.
Yeah,
if that 8 minutes ago. So, yes, we're understanding that that's what it would be pending.
Okay. And Janitra Batiste, of course, in here for the breaking news. She covers the Falcons for us, and she will have more as she starts to dig on this story. But, Hugh, I was about to come into this segment and talk about some of the big names that hadn't signed yet and what we were going to get today, with notwithstanding the fact that as soon as we hit the break, the news hit from the Atlanta Falcons, and it is from AtlantaFalcons.com. So it's, you know, it's not like we're talking about, you know, sources are saying. The Falcons say they have agreed to terms. We don't know what the terms are yet with Todd Gurley pending a physical, and Todd Gurley is going to be an Atlanta Falcon.
I tell you what, my Twitter feed, as of right now, it's still going, as starting to blow up with people that are excited about this. This was a good signing from the standpoint that it got fans motivated about it. You know, you're talking about jerseys coming out. Well, uniforms, new uniforms coming out. The fact that a lot of people like him. Good signing. Now, you got to hopefully he passes the physical, which I think if they made that kind of announcement, I would venture to say probably he's going to pass it. And not only that, look at the money and what they're signing for.
Yeah, that's going to be the physical is one thing. I mean, he's got an arthritic knee, and you can handle arthritis. There are ways to handle arthritis. The real question to me, it's a one-year deal, according to Atlanta Falcons. How much money are we talking about, and how does it I'm surprised that they have whatever the money is. I'm surprised they're able to find it given the money that they gave to Dante Fowler.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, because when you think about the 4-year, $60 million extension that included $45 million in guaranteed money that is signed back with the Rams in 2018, it'll be very interesting to see where this deal lands, how this deal plays out for that 1 year. And when you look at his production last year, 857 yards, and 12 touchdowns versus what we saw the year before, 2,000 plus yards from scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is going to be very interesting. I know personally, I deal with, and I am not Todd Gurley, and I don't have to cut and pivot on a football field, but arthritis in the knee is a beast. I deal with it.
Oh, yeah, I got
day.
It too.
Yeah.
At my age, I get it in my shoulder and my knees too.
But I know that it's exciting for fans. I definitely know fans are excited about that, especially because, like we said, he's coming back to his own backyard.
Yeah, and not only that, now I think the biggest question is, does that in turn free up you to go straight defense in the draft? You know, get the defensive players. We still need a linebacker.
Cornerback.
We need a corner. We need
another rush edge.
You've got Gurley, but you need some. You still need some offensive line protection so that you can give him gaps to run through comfortably.
That was kind of where I was going with this, Hugh. I wonder if it means that you might actually take another Georgia Bulldog in the draft, and that's Andrew Thomas.
You think you're getting Andrew Thomas?
Well, if he slides to you at 16, and he may.
The tackle?
Yeah. And if Andrew Thomas slides, now think about it this way. You got Hayden Hurst, right, who's a great blocker. They say he's a better blocker than Austin Hooper. You've got Caleb McGarry, who's playing at right tackle, who's a little out of position, only because he was a guy who was on the left side of the line in college. He played where Jake Matthews is and might be more comfortable on the left side of the line. You still have a hole at left guard, and people are saying that McGarry, even with all his spit and fire, just might be a better suit at guard in the NFL. So if you were to take Andrew Thomas, you could put him at right tackle. You could move McGarry to left guard. Here's what you'd have in the offensive line in front of Todd Gurley and Matt Ryan. You'd have Jake Matthews at left tackle. You'd have Caleb McGarry at left guard, Alex Mack at center, Chris Lindstrom at right guard, Andrew Thomas at right tackle, and Hayden Hurst at tight end. That might be a blocking machine, Hugh. Might be a blocking machine.
Maybe. I just don't see it. But, I mean, you know, who knows? Who knows with you go out and you get a running back like Todd Gurley, and you're going to have to, you know, put him in position to be successful. You're going to have to do that. You know, what I do like about the fact that we have him, you know, if he stays healthy, is that he can catch the ball out of the backfield. Yeah. He's versatile. He's a bigger guy. He's definitely a bigger guy. Now, with that being said, I still honestly believe we need to bolster up that pass rush. I mean, we got some guys up front, but to spend a first-round draft pick on an offensive lineman, and you got two young offensive linemen that you just got, and we don't know how they feel about them. We know we heard Coach Quinn say he liked both of these guys, but to go out and get another first-rounder, I don't think that's the move that they're going to make, but hell, I didn't think they were going to get Ty Gurley either. So,
are you seeing anything? I didn't think they were going to get Ty Gurley either. Here I am trolling social media,
yeah. trolling. I thought, and John comes in and he says, "Did you see this?" And I'm, you know, over here scouring for some other information. And we just look at each other because, you know, hey,
yeah, that was one where I really thought it was not going to happen.
No,
and it
I
happened.
Stayed up super late last night just in case. And kind of first thing this morning, I said, let me just, because you just never know. And obviously,
morning show with John and Hugh. Tanitra Batiste, our news anchor, joining us in studio at the moment here on this Friday, where we have really surprising breaking news. I had said in all the discussions yesterday, if the Falcons could get Todd Gurley on a 1-year prove it deal. And again, Tanitra's digging for the amount of money here that he's going to get. Guess what? They got him on a 1-year deal. I don't know how much money they're paying him, but Todd Gurley wanted to kind of air quotes come home. I mean, he's from North Carolina, but played at Georgia, obviously, and come back to the Atlanta Falcons. So the Atlanta Falcons, again, reporting in the last 8 to 10 minutes that Todd Gurley has agreed with the Falcons to a 1-year deal to become what will be the number one running back behind Matt Ryan. So now you have Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley and Todd Gurley on the Atlanta Falcons. Boy, Hugh, I tell you what, not a whole lot of downside. Can I talk about not downside? Gurley last year plays in 15 of the 16 games. So all this talk about his knee, it's not damaged, it's arthritic. He did play in 15 games. He still had almost 1,100 yards rushing and receiving and 14 touchdowns. So he didn't have a great, but the Rams really struggled last year. Their offensive line was not good. And so, Hugh, if we get those numbers or maybe a little better, you're looking at a guy maybe able to get you 1,000 yards, maybe 1,300 total yards, and maybe 15 touchdowns.
Maybe. I mean, you know, he's took a look. If when we get the numbers, probably took a little bit of haircut, but yeah, I can see that. I need you to take a breath, though, John, because you just got all excited. You know,
yeah, I did.
You get all up in your feelings, so I need you to take a breath a little bit, you know? I mean, I don't. It's a good signing. I can't poo-poo it. I didn't think it was going to happen. I'm just not going to sit here and pretend like I thought this was going to happen. It's going to be interesting to see the numbers that he took, the deal that he eventually got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about a team that was yesterday was talking about we got a cap situation, and you still have to find, you have to draft, you still have to, you know, deal with your draft class. It's going to be interesting to see what happens because you still have some wiggle room. I'm thinking, like you're thinking offensive linemen, I'm thinking you got, like, we said, what, 6 draft picks in the upcoming draft? Man, I give red all them 6 round draft picks. I'm moving up against Chase Young. Now, you talk about some excitement. You talk about PSAs.
Yeah.
You talk about PSAs moving.
We wouldn't have seen an aggressive move at that clip since the likes of Julio Jones.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It could potentially be worth it.
It's going to be, like I said, again, it's going to be interesting to see what money you got. And if that's going to tell you whether or not give you kind of idea of what they might do.
Now that's what I wanted to share as well. John was talking about that particular piece, and I just, you know, kind of am cobbling because everybody's trying to cobble it together right now, looking at a few articles. And I think to your point as well, Hugh, when you talk about the compensation for Gurley and where that might put the Falcons, it depends situation because, of course, just to clarify, yes, Todd Gurley's dealing with the arthritic knee issue, but he didn't. It's not a failed physical designation under which he was released from the Rams. So it really, the money may actually be dictated by what the designation becomes. That could then trigger $10.5 million in additional guarantees for 2020, 2021. But he can also consider, and I guess that's something that he and his agents And the Falcons will decide whether he'll make money, more money, by taking that position that he's not healthy enough to pass a physical. So there are a lot of moving parts here that we need to hear more about and kind of investigate to see how this is going to play out for the Falcons, for Todd Gurley, and to see how that ultimately impacts them through the rest of free agency in the draft as well.
And the Falcons just quote tweeted Dante Fowler Jr., who had yesterday shouted and at TG3, and Dante Fowler tweeted at TG3, kind of, you know, with a thinking emoji, big brother question mark, hashtag Dirty Bird Gang, and the Falcons just quote tweeted that with, well, what do you know, an emoji saying,
wink, wink.
Hey, yeah, Dante Fowler, you're on the same team as Todd Gurley. How about this breaking news?
Yeah, I'm
with you, Mantanitra. I'm with both of you.
I did not
expect to be sitting here at 8:30 Friday morning saying, hey, Todd Gurley's a Falcon.
And we got more of that for you guys when it comes to Sweet Tea. That's actually our first story, so perfect segue for 8:40.
And that is next. If you're streaming us at radio.com, you know how good it is, and it's all free, too. That's pretty cool. Todd Gurley, though, not free. And we'll talk about that as we continue. The big breaking news, Todd Gurley is an Atlanta Falcon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Miss out on a hot topic?
Yeah.
No worries. Sinitra's got you covered as Sweet Tea brings the tea on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, we are all in on this big story about the Atlanta Falcons that's been breaking here. But there are other things, too, that are going on in the sports world. We'll certainly update you on the very latest on Todd Gurley as it goes along, and especially once we find out the details of this one-year deal.
Yes. So as we were talking about before, you know, sometimes you've got to make light of things. And I really appreciate this, of course, taking us back 24 hours. I really appreciate the way Todd Gurley handled finding out the news that he was released just minutes before the $10.5 million became fully guaranteed on his contract with the Rams. He was released. It was a move that seemed increasingly likely because the Rams couldn't necessarily find a trade partner for Gurley. Of course, he had a major four-year $57.5 million extension in 2018. So, you know, a lot of dollars with that. But I liked really how he responded to it. He basically just said, hey, getting fired on his day off, chuckled about it, kept it moving, and obviously didn't faze him too much because less than 24 hours later, he's got a landing spot, right?
How fast did that go, Hugh? I mean, cut by the Rams and you know, 17 hours good. Later, like, bam, so he's a Falcon.
Proves what I know because it proves that they feel like he has something left in the tank. Now, this deal is pending a physical, like most of them are, you know, because you still have to go see the guy. But I think it's great. As a matter of fact, I just had somebody text me and say that because Ty Gurley's here now, they're going to go to the game. They're going to buy tickets to the game to see him play.
Yeah.
So it gets people excited. I mean, I think it's a win-win in the sense that you're getting this fan base juiced about being, you know, being a part of the Atlanta Falcons, the new Atlanta Falcons.
Right. And if indeed a report that's come out, we'll give credit to Zach Klein, attribute that to Zach Klein over at WSB, that reported one-year deal could be around the $5 million mark. Not a bad, quote-unquote, prove-it contract, if you will. But, yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of win-wins on it, definitely for the Georgia fan base around here as well. And, you know, having the opportunity to speak with Todd Gurley, to interview him back in 2019 for the Super Bowl. He's a great guy. Just, you know, positive things coming from all of his teammates, if you will. Obviously, Aaron Donald immediately reacted on Twitter yesterday with some cursing emojis and some angry emojis about the fact that, you know, the Rams let him go. But I thought in typical Todd Gurley fashion, he handled it with aplomb. He made light of it, kept it moving, kept it positive yesterday, and now look where he's landed less than 24 hours a day. But, you know, I was thinking things shift so very quickly because that was just 2019. I'm interviewing Tom Brady. I'm interviewing Julian Edelman with the Patriots as they prepare to take on the Rams. I'm interviewing Gurley. I'm interviewing Aaron Donald. And now it's like literally, you know, Aaron Donald's probably saying, take me with you. Just like Julian Edelman is all over social media, low-key trying to get Tom Brady to take him to Tampa.
Come get your boy
from New England.
Yeah, no, this is another piece of breaking news here. Tom Brady has just officially signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that's Ian Rappaport tweeting the picture of Tom Brady signing in the last 10 minutes with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that's now a done deal.
Yes,
yeah, they were down in Tampa probably getting nervous.
Yeah, because literally some of the beat writers that I used to partner with my colleagues down there, they were getting nervous. Yeah, like literally, is this going to really come to fruition?
He ain't coming.
Yeah, that those pending physicals, you know, that we're talking about. The struggle is real.
We got one with Todd Gurley here.
Right, exactly.
Check out that knee.
Yes. So if you want to take a look back at what Todd Gurley has done in his young NFL career, along with Dante Fowler, and for that matter, a little bit of Hayden Hurst, got something for you. The NFL is offering free access to NFL Game Pass. So they're offering complimentary access to this to provide fans the opportunity to relive incredible NFL games and moments from past seasons. That includes access to previous seasons of Hard Knocks, A Football Life, exclusive NFL Game Pass film sessions with some of the league stars, star players, and coaches. The league's also offering fans via NFL digital platforms full game encores each day across. That's NFL.com, NFL app, NFL's official YouTube channel as well. And these encores will feature signature wins from all 32 teams. So you don't have to worry about those that free access going down the rabbit hole, Falcons fans. It's all going to be love for you guys for your best games. I don't know if you guys, if you have a game, John, that you would love to watch again. Hugh, if you'd love to watch yourself in some classic
game. I'm not the classic sports watcher. That's not me.
Falcons game I'd love to watch again. You know, there's a couple with the Saints. The one where Willie Moe had the five interception game against Drew Brees here. You know, the Deion Jones interception game down in New Orleans, last year's game where we kept him out of the end zone, the championship game against Minnesota, you know, the Morton Anderson kick game, and maybe even the championship game against Green Bay, you know, the two games that sent us off to Super Bowls, even though they didn't go our way. So, I mean, yeah, there are a number of Falcons games I'd want to watch again. I'd love to go back, notwithstanding that damn Dallas game in 1980, but I'd like to go back and watch some of the old school, you know, Billy White Shoes Johnson,
yes,
Falcons games, William Andrews, and Fulton Kuykendall, and all those kind of guys.
Right.
Jeff Van Note, you know, those guys.
Well, you'll have that catalog and then some. And, hey, producer Avery, you were telling me, which one would you go back and watch? Falcons playoff game where the Falcons beat Todd Gurley and the Rams. So they were on the end of
impressive fashion, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Johnny, you got anything you'd love to watch again on NFL platforms?
Now, here's what I want to know. Hugh, would you go back and watch your very first NFL game?
Probably. The first
so
one?
So you would, because I asked if you would go back and watch one of your games, but that would be a good
school,
one.
But I don't. But we got.
But that'd be kind of cool. That's
a good
call, John.
Blowed out. We didn't get blown out. We got blowed out because it was by the Miami Dolphins. I remember that one like it was yesterday. Dan Marino out there throwing the ball all willy-nilly all around the schoolyard. And Keith Byers running with them little feet, like the little scooters, little feet. I'll never forget that. I don't really need to see it, but if you queued it up for me, I'll check it out.
All right, so let me ask you this. Let me flip it around. What was Hugh Douglas' best game, in his opinion, in the NFL? What was your best game ever that you played?
I'll probably say the game that we played Jacksonville. I had 3 sacks because that's when I started to feel a little bit of pressure about people asking if I could actually play at this level. So after that game, I had 3 sacks, and they left me alone. So, yeah, that would probably
show improve.
Yeah.
Show improve. So, Jahi says, and, you know, he made me big mad, so I'm going to make myself big happy before I go out of this segment. But he wanted to go back to the Super Bowl where the Packers beat the Steelers. Woo-huh. But guess what? We're going back to the Super Bowl where the Steelers beat the Cardinals. That's the game I would watch over and over again. Our very last Super Bowl ring. Yes, Lord, San Antonio Holmes. Thank you for giving us life. That game. Yeah, that would be my favorite. I'd go back and watch that over and over again. And honestly, my 1B would probably be Tony Dungy getting his Super Bowl ring. That was really amazing for me to be able to see that history, along with Lovie Smith being the other African-American coach in that game. That was pretty cool. And Peyton Manning getting over the hump.
Yeah, Peyton Manning getting over the hump. Yeah, you're down there in Miami. And of course, Sweet Tea brings the tea. She's at Tanitra Batiste. If you want to follow her, she's going to be digging up news. And again, Zach Klein at WSB saying $5 million, Hugh, on a 1-year deal. I'm like, okay, I'm not sure where you got that money, but you're going to have to find it somewhere. But it's apparent that as fast as this went from the Rams, we have two big pieces of breaking NFL news already this morning. Tom Brady signing with the Bucks officially. But the big news for us, Todd Gurley, a 1-year reportedly from Zach Klein at WSB sources telling him a $5 million deal. They're going to have to kind of invent the money. Maybe they're thinking they're going to get it in post June 1 designated cuts.
Boy, they got to pay.
Yeah,
so, you know, And then you still have draft picks that you have to sign.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. I think the draft just got interesting. I really do. I think the fact that, you know, you still got to sign your rookie class has got very interesting.
Well, you know, $5 million for a one-year prove-it deal for Todd Gurley, and who knows? I mean, this also says to me, as fast as it happened, that both sides wanted this, Hugh, that, you know, once Todd Gurley got, you know, fired on his day off from the L.A. Rams, Todd said, hell with this. The Falcons want me. I want to go home. The Falcons said, yeah, we want you, but this is all we got. And Todd Gurley, I don't even know if he listened to any other offers, Hugh. I think he may have just said, hell with it. I'll take $5 million and go back to
Atlanta.
Doesn't feel
like it. Doesn't feel like an opportunity, you know, to play for the Falcons. Doesn't feel like anybody else had a chance to sign Todd Gurley. Happy for him. Did not see this coming. Still believe that he wasn't going to be here. He's here. Just depending on the physical. Depending on how the physical works out. But like somebody was telling me this morning, 10, 15 carries a game. Okay. And like we were discussing, he can manage that arthritis. Just hope he's healthy. That's it. Just hope he's going to be that productive back that we need. Because it's still to me, it's still a Super Bowl or bust year.
Man, how about the NFC South? Man, Tom Brady and now Todd Gurley into this division? Man, with Breeze and Ryan and Thomas and Julio and McCaffrey and Bridgewater staying in the division and Calvin Ridley and on and on and on. Alvin Kamara, I mean, this division, wow. That's why, again, free radio stations in the App Store at radio.com, top of the hour. And more on what could be a huge day in the NFL, already has been, with the Atlanta Falcons making breaking news, signing Todd Gurley, or agreeing to terms with Todd Gurley, on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.